Good morning, Newbury Park High School Jazz 2. I'm trying to make my announcement, but the other judge, Jim Mooey, is yelling at me about something that I just do not care about, because I am the head judge today. So, and that's all that really matters. All right, so welcome Newbury Park High School Jazz 2 to the Workman High School Jazz Festival. My name is Mike Gangemi from Westlake High School, and we are looking forward to hearing your set. And oh, we're waiting on the clinician. We can't do anything yet. Hey, I'm going to put this on pause and wait. Okay, the clinician has arrived. I think we can start. It'll be a wonder if we get through this today. Once again, I'm your head judge. Okay, so trumpets, make sure we end the phrase super strong. Ba boo dot. Yeah, bass, you're going to want to turn up. I can't hear the bass at all. Okay, so trumpets, think about more boo dot, as opposed to da da. Yeah, and trombones, you're going to, I know the instrumentation is limited in this group. Trombones, you're going to want to play out just a little bit more to match the energy and intensity that we're getting from the trumpet. Yeah, I liked how we ended that phrase there, trumpets. Yeah, band, good job taking over while Mr. Crystal was putting out the rhythm section fire, so to speak. Yeah, I like how you're using a different cymbal for the new soloist. A very wet cymbal, if I will. Yeah, now see, trumpets, this, when you're playing it as a background figure, it seems to be a little bit more successful. Boo dot, really well done. So I think if everything here got a little bit softer, everything, maybe if the drums were on the hi-hat or something, just a little bit softer, everybody, and then we took that whole phrase and kind of built through it to this, it might have been a little bit more successful. Yeah, I like how you guys ended that phrase. Yeah, so trumpets, don't sit on that long note and do nothing with it. Make sure that it grows somewhere. Make sure it goes somewhere. See, right there, the worst thing we can do is breathe going into a bar line, right? In a crescendo. Saxes, you're doing a really good job of articulating your phrase ending. And as your director will probably tell you, that's something that I always seem to have issue with. So I think you guys are doing an admirable job tonguing the ends of the phrases. Well done.
Thank you. That was a Doug Beach tune entitled Fat Cat.
It sure was.
And it featured Anthony Polito on trumpet. And Nathan Shadron on tenor saxophone. The next tune we have for you is a related bossa nova written by Mike Steinel called Bossa de Cancun, and is going to feature Nathan Shadron again on tenor saxophone. Bossa de Cancun. Woo!
Peso Saxes. That was a great opportunity on a note that was, what, 4/8 beats for you guys to do something with it, either crescendo for a couple bars and decrescendo. But again, what I tell my groups is the worst thing you can do to a long note is nothing. Okay? Don't ever pass up any opportunity. This goes for everybody. Don't ever pass up any opportunity to create musical phrases with this. See, up for a bar, down for a bar would have been really cool right there. Okay, so I see we have a new lead trumpet player playing on this tune now. Make sure you get your bell up over the music stand. So piano, think about playing all those notes a little bit shorter. Do, dot, 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 dot. Like, I would play a little bit heavier on the keys and play all those a little bit lighter. I think if you play, not lighter, but just shorter notes, crisper, I think it would fit the style of the tune a little bit better. Because what you want to think about is playing the guitar. Jing, cha, jing, 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 jing. Really dry strumming on the guitar. Maybe you want to mimic that kind of idea on the piano. That was a little bit better that time. Okay, make sure we're all together. Do 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 dot, and think about an arrow pointing all the way to the end of that phrase. Boo do do dot dot. Okay, so drums. I think it would have been really cool at the end of that if you just played the bass drum. Don't just kind of put a button at the end of that cutoff.
Thank you, Nathan Shadron on tenor saxophone. We have another Doug Beach tune that we're...
Okay, so I'm looking at your list of soloists here, and I don't know what you did here, but you don't have Nathan listed as a soloist on the second tune, so I'm going to write his name in. Okay, dot, dot, do, dot, dot. Yeah, make sure we're not cheating our way into the notes that are followed by rests. Yeah, drums, I think it'd be cool. Nope, never mind, I see what you're doing. I didn't know the band was going to come in with. No, I think this part would be really cool if you played this on the hi-hat instead of on the ride cymbal. And then when the band has the figures, you kind of come back and use more of the drum set. It just kind of as a traditional, we think about leading over when it's a piano solo and it's a quiet moment. We want to maybe go to a hi-hat instead of the ride cymbal, just to create some contrast. Yeah, drum, nice job with your fills. So I'm trying to figure out who's playing lead trumpet here. Is it still the gentleman that's on my far left now? Because that's all I'm hearing. So the other two trumpets, you've got to pick up those bells. So, trombone, let's think about this. When we're playing the solo section here, you've got the chord changes in front of you. I would start by writing out the scales, write out each scale that you have that you're going to use, and just start by playing just the root. Play the root of each note, just so you have a starting point for each of your solos. Then, when you get to the next part, play the root and the third, first and third note, and just make up rhythms using the first and third note. Little two-note solos will be super effective, and then you're not having to think so hard about playing all these different notes. Just find something that works and use it to your advantage. Okay, make sure we're still using good time when we're soloing though, trumpet. I want to make sure I made the marking on my part. I appreciate the fact that you guys are playing improvised solos. Thank you for doing that. Boo-doo-dot. Okay? You played the line really well. Make sure we end it as strong as we started it. Okay. Boo-dot. Doo-dot. Doo-dot. Piano, make sure we're playing with good time on those fills. Boo ba doo dot doo da doo doo dot. Yeah, see, I like the way you ended the tune, the intensity and the care you put into ending the tune. Make sure you put that same level of detail and intensity into all of your phrasing. Do that.
Anthony Pulido on a trumpet, and Daniel Miller on drums. Thank you. The last tune we have for you is a Duke Ellington classic, Sea Jam Blues. Thank you so much for being an awesome audience, and thank you so much to Workman for being amazing hosts. It's our pleasure to be here every year, and we look forward to eating tacos soon.
Hey, there's a break after this. It's taco time. He better have that taco station fired up. Okay, so voodot, 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 Jack in the Box. Yeah, so you're playing that last rhythm, yeah, very well. Okay. Voo dot, voo dot. So think long, short. Voo dot, voo dot. Yeah, right now those two eighth notes are almost the same exact length. Who's our soloist here? Were we on a microphone? Okay, so band, you don't want to overpower your soloist either, and at the same time, somebody should be helping the soloist get on a microphone. But that's the first time I've seen your bell up the whole time, so at least I know now you can do it all the time! Yeah, now tenor sax, unfortunately, your microphone is below your bell. But you're projecting, so it's okay. We can hear you. I think the time in this band is fairly consistent, especially on this tune. Yeah, tenor sax, what I appreciate about this is that you hear what the frequency or the pitch of the backgrounds, and you got above that, right? So that way your solo wasn't being masked in the sea of background, so we could still hear what you were doing. Nice job with that. Voo dot, voo dot, voo dot. Oh, okay. Wow, that was abrupt. All right. Yeah, so I think generally on that tune, the biggest issue we had, I think, was the length of the notes the first of the two eighth notes. Voodat, voodat, voodat. That's right. Gary Pratt is the head judge. I'm glad you recognize that, because I've been fighting with them all day about it. All right. Anyhow, guys, nice job. You've got some really good ideas. Let's work on refining it. Trumpets, I think you guys suffered from a lack of consistency in articulation and style. It just wasn't consistent throughout the set. So you're going to want to think about that as you move forward, and note lengths as well, okay? I think as a band, we could do more in terms of shaping phrases. If you've got long notes that are 4 or 8 counts, do something with them. Up for 2, down for 2, up for 4, down for 4. Just something so there's a little bit more phrasing and shaping going on. Okay? Remember, the worst thing we can do to a long note, is nothing. So take these opportunities to make musical moments out of them. Okay? All right, guys. Nice job. I enjoyed hearing you. I hope, like, 2 things I said are helpful. And I look forward to hearing this band again in the future. Thank you. Again, this is your head judge, Mike Gangemi.